Hey, now, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And you know what? We got to talk about it. We got to talk about real estate 101. And it is absolutely one of my favorite topics because real estate is the foundation for building wealth. So I know you have had some time to gather with family. I know you've had some time to relax. I know you've had some time to just let things go for a little bit, but I want you to pick it back up. I want you to get something to write with. I want you to get something to write on. I want you to contact everybody who you know is off work and tell them to listen, because I'm not only going to tell you what you need to know, but I'm going to break it down so that you will have as much knowledge as I have about the particulars of this particular topic. So we got to talk about real estate. We've got to approach this wealth building thing, creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. We've got to approach it with consistency. We've got to approach it with knowledge. So that's what we're going to do today. I've got a great, great show lined up. Associate broker Janaea Kennedy, member of Lynn's List, is going to be with us somewhere in the hour. She's going to come and tell us the things that we need to know, not just to invest in one particular part of the country, but to invest in real estate all around the country. So get everything ready, because guess what? This is what we're going to talk about. Somewhere around 17 years ago, I was doing mortgages in the city of Chicago, and really it started before that. It started 21 years ago where I was doing mortgages in the city of Chicago, and a young lady came to my office, and she wanted a house, and she wanted this house by any means necessary. She was so in love with this particular property, and it was beautiful. It was when Bronzeville was first becoming gentrified, if you will. Old buildings were being torn down. New condos were being built. And when I tell you this joker was fabulous, this townhouse was absolutely fabulous. I think it had about six stories. You needed an elevator to get to the top floor. It was beautiful. And she came to me and she said, Lynn, I want this house. I've been denied a mortgage however many times she had been denied. She had had some things on her credit report like many people have. So I went to work and I did what I do. And I put together a mortgage package for her. She was going to be able to get into the house. She had enough money to put down. And she sat and she looked at the mortgage papers. And she said, Lynn, is this a good deal? I said, nope. I told her no. Now, I stood to make a whole lot of money off of that transaction. But I did not feel it was right to sell her something that I wouldn't use myself. Let me say it another way. I didn't feel it was right to tell her to go get a product that I wouldn't give to my own grandmother or to my mother or to one of my children. So because she wanted this property by any means necessary, of course I put the paperwork together for her. But once she asked me if it was a good deal, I didn't even blink. I just looked at her and I said, nope, it is not a good deal. Well, that transaction turned into an opportunity, the opportunity of the life of a lifetime. It just so happened that she was the youngest daughter of the Spann family who owned WVON Radio, who had been a part of building legacy across the country, across the world, from the Motown days. Mr. Spann was the Jackson 5's first road manager. Mr. Spann crowned Aretha Franklin the Queen of Soul. So much legacy started there. And somewhere in the 80s, WVON went from being music to talk, the voice of the nation. And I was offered the opportunity to do a radio show. And that radio show was The Real Deal in Real Estate. And I did my radio show every single Saturday. And I helped tens of thousands of people over an 8-year period get their money straight, get their credit straight, become first-time home buyers, become real estate investors. And so we're going back to my basics and where it starts, all of this wealth-building talk, where it started for me. First, I have to say this to you. There is something very real happening in our community. There's something very real happening. There's a Forbes article And I will talk about it today on my website. You'll see a blog post there at LynnMillionaire.com. There's a Forbes article that essentially says the net worth of African Americans and Hispanic Americans will be zero in this next generation. It will approach zero. And my thinking is that it may even be a negative number, meaning the difference between everything you own minus what you owe on it. I repeat, the difference between everything you own minus what you owe on it is going to be zero. Here's the problem. If the value of everything that you own is $1,000, but you owe $5,000, then that's a negative net worth. That means you are in the hole. And what I don't think we don't realize that the potential not only for a zero net worth, which is projected, but the potential for a negative net worth is great. Let me tell you why. Because the number one asset that people of color own that we think is an asset but may very well not be an asset is our cars. Let me tell you what happens to a car. You buy a $50,000 car today, you drive it off the lot, you try to go sell it back next week, it's only worth $40,000 or maybe $38,000. So the potential for a negative net worth is very real. How do we counter that? There's a scripture in the Bible, and it comes out of Matthew 5:5, and it simply says, the meek shall inherit the earth and basically achieve great peace. The meek shall inherit the earth. So what does it mean to be meek? Being meek, it means more than you are simply humble. Being meek means more than simply listening. Being meek means simply more than obeying. Being meek is a state of mind. Being meek is where you are when you say to yourself, I don't know what I don't know, and I thought I knew. I don't know what I don't know, and I thought I knew. So now is the time for me to surrender. Now is the time for me to get my mind, to get my energy, and to get my spirit in the place where I am going to prosper. And in order to prosper, in order for us to change the projection of a negative net worth and or a zero net worth, is for us to get serious about knowing what to do about real estate. So the $1 million topic of the day is real estate investing 101, pros, cons, profits, and pitfalls. See, until you understand how real estate works, it's going to be virtually impossible to grow for the average person to grow their net worth. Remember, this is the Millionaires Roundtable, but this is not about talking to people who have already become millionaires. This is not necessarily just talking to people who you think were born with a silver spoon in their mouth or somehow got lucky. The Millionaires Roundtable is about creating millionaires one family at a time, whether you're alive or dead. Because we talk about insurance, we talk about investing, we talk about what it takes to break the generational poverty curse. And so we're going to talk about the basics of real estate, the basics of owning a single family home, multi-unit investing. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We have to take a break for traffic and weather.
You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson on the talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
estate. Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate. Let's talk about real estate. Well, Lynn Richardson discussed today. Any question that are on your mind, she can answer them the right time.
Hey, 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 let's talk about real estate. Yes, that brings back memories. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation. And it happens to be my favorite radio station. Today's million-dollar topic of the day, where we're creating millionaires one family at a time, is real estate investing 101, pros, cons, profits, and pitfalls. Okay, so let's talk about the pros. The very first investment that any family should consider making is the investment in where you live, because you have to do it every day. Unless you have some other way to exist here on the planet, everybody has to sleep somewhere at night. And if you are blessed enough to not be homeless, and I take that very seriously, my heart always goes out to the homeless. I think it's one of the problems that in the world just needs to be fixed. Hunger and homelessness to me are just really unnecessary, and I'm not exactly sure why they still exist. But moving beyond that, the one thing everybody has to do is go to sleep at night someplace where you live. And so the first thing that makes sense from an investment perspective, how do I shift my financial situation? How do I move my family into a state where we can begin to get a piece of this pie called capitalism, and position myself for wealth, position myself for equity, position myself for future opportunities? The first place that makes sense is owning where you live. Why? Let me give you a brief example. If you pay $1,000 a month for rent, I'm just going to start with $1,000 because it's an easy, simple number. You will spend $12,000 in a year. $1,000 for rent equals $12,000 in a year. At the end of the year, you can't do anything with those rent receipts. You can't take them to your accountant. You can't cash them in for a free movie. You can't put them down as a down payment for anything else. It is lost money. So I want you to think about, if you are renting right now, I want you to think about your number, and I want you to do the math. So if you are renting and you are spending $1,000 per month, that means you are spending $12,000 per year. That means in 5 years, you've spent $60,000, and in 10 years, you've spent $120,000. Now, I know there are a lot of people out there who are talking about debt. You want to be debt-free. You don't want to owe anybody. The Bible even says, let no debt remain outstanding. But you need some debt in order to get to the next level. You need to borrow something that you can pay back so that you can get to the next level financially and increase your net worth. Now, let me tell you what happens if you take that same $1,000 and you apply it to a mortgage payment. If you spend $1,000 per month on your mortgage, and I'm talking about principal, that is the amount of money that you borrow from the bank. Interest, that's the fee that you pay to the bank. That's basically their income that they're going to earn off of your mortgage in exchange for them giving you the money up front. And then you're going to pay taxes. That's what you owe your local municipality, whether it be your city or your suburb or your township or what have you. You're going to have to pay taxes. And then you're also going to have to pay insurance. You have to pay homeowners insurance. Some people in some parts of the country have to also pay for flood insurance. You may have to pay for earthquake insurance. And then you may also have to pay for private mortgage insurance. Private mortgage insurance is required if you put a certain amount of money down on your home, or if you don't put a certain amount of money down on your home. Typically, if you put down 20%, you do not have to pay private mortgage insurance. But if you put down less than 20%, you do. So when I say $1,000, the first thing they, let me tell you who they are. They is everybody who wants to hate. They is everybody who has no knowledge. They is everybody who made a mistake. They are the people you do not want to listen to. So the first thing they will say is, well, you have to pay this and you have to pay that. That's true. And what I'm suggesting is you wrap it all up into the existing $1,000 that you're paying right now. So if you're paying $1,000 for rent, you are now going to find a mortgage for maybe the principal is $650, maybe the taxes are $200, maybe the insurance is $75, and the total monthly mortgage payment that you have to make to pay back the mortgage company, to pay the interest, to pay your taxes and your insurance is now going to be that same $1,000. Let me tell you the first thing that's going to happen. You're going to be able to write off a percentage of your monthly payment. You're going to be able to write off some of your mortgage, some of your interest. You're going to be able to write off your taxes. Now, I know that the tax laws have changed, but there are ways around that. You have to get a tax education. There are ways around that, especially if you have a home-based business. So do not let people tell you homeownership is not a good idea because you don't even get the tax benefit anymore. That is not the truth. I am telling you the truth. So the first thing that you do, the reason why it's a pro is because you get to spend the same amount of money that you spend renting. But guess what? You get to get your money back. You get to get your money back. Now, the second thing that I'm going to talk to you about in this same example, I'm going to tell you the pro that you can spend that amount of money. But I'm also going to tell you the con. The con is most people want to live beyond their means. You find out that you can buy a house. You find out that you can own something. And now, instead of spending $1,000 per month, you get qualified for $3,000 and you want to go spend that because you want the biggest house in the biggest neighborhood or brand new. No, that's a bad strategy. That's not the way to win this game. The way to win this game is to be strategic and to take the existing money that you're already spending and transfer it into an asset that will appreciate over time and that will give you some money back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. When we come back, we will have Janaea Kennedy, Lynn's List member and real estate expert, telling us what we need to know. But right now, we have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And because we are creating millionaires, one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, we are also creating them one house at a time. One real estate investment at a time. And I can't think of anybody better to talk to us today than Lynn's List member, associate real estate broker, Janaea Kennedy. Welcome to the roundtable. Janaea, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for always being willing to talk to us about this whole real estate thing. And I just have to say, if you have a student going to Clark Atlanta University, Spelman College, Morehouse, Georgia State, I mean, there are so many great institutions, Emory University, you really want to talk to Janaea about potentially doing the kitty condo there, where you can have your student purchase a piece of property, put down little or nothing really comparative to what the annual housing expense is, and then rent the other two or three bedrooms out to roommates that your student would probably move out of the dorm and move in with anyway and begin to make a profit. So Janaea can certainly help you with that. But Janaea, and before we really get deep into that, I really just want to ask you some basic questions because we're talking about real estate 101, but we're also talking about some pros, cons, and pitfalls of the whole real estate investing game. And I've spent some time talking about why it makes sense that your first investment is where you live, because you have to live every day. And it's something that we all have to do. And since you have to live someplace, then it makes sense that the first investment, or maybe one of the first investments that you would make, would be your principal residence. But what I want to also know from you is, this is one of the questions that came in. How can I reduce the taxes I pay on the profit I earn from selling my home or investment property? Because one of the ways to increase the net worth of an individual is to buy a piece of property, let's say for $100,000, and then sell it for $200,000, make a $100,000 profit, and start to really build not only net worth, but, you know, liquid cash flow. But there's so much, you know, in taxes that has to be paid on any kind of profit. So what can be done to reduce the taxes that have to be paid when selling a home or investment property?
Thank you so much. That's an awesome question. And my simple answer is really just keep it going. So you can do what's called a 1031 exchange, which will allow you to roll the profit that you receive from one purchase right into another property, I should say, where you would not have to pay taxes on that money earned. So, for example, I sell a home, I earn $50,000 in profit, or I walk away with $50,000. I can put that $50,000 towards the purchase of a new property. And, you know, maybe that property is not as expensive, and so my mortgage payment or my monthly obligation is very low, so I'm earning residual income on a monthly basis, or potentially fixing it up, you know, reselling it, and then doing it all over again and rolling that profit into another property. So really, you just keep it going.
I like that. I like that. So we shouldn't really be thinking about, okay, let me buy a piece of property and sell it and then just take the cash and go on a trip.
No, not at all.
You should be thinking about how to buy that piece of property, sell it, and then keep it going to make the next investment. You know, perhaps buy a commercial property that you can live in, as well as rent out the commercial property or the commercial, you know, units in the building, as you have said before. So I like that idea. So keep it going, a 1031 exchange. One of the other ways to decrease the taxes owed, and Sandy Botkin talks about this, and that is to gift the property to a family member who was in a lower tax bracket. But of course, that's if you also have a home-based business, which is, you know, I'm going to say it's high tech stuff because people aren't doing it, but it's not really high tech stuff because it's possible to do. It's possible to do. The IRS allows it. And we just have to get educated about that. But the whole idea here, Janaea, and what I love about what you're saying is not only how do we increase our investment, but how do we decrease the money that we're going to owe on that investment? So that's awesome. I have another question for you, Janaea. Here's one that just came in. Do I have to hire an agent to help me sell my house? What's the answer to that question?
So the short answer is no. People certainly are successful in selling their home on their own. You do need to have business savvy and have an emotional detachment from that property. So it is always recommended that you hire a professional that can handle the transaction for you. Oftentimes, when people are selling their personal home, they have so many memories in that home, and it becomes more of an emotional transaction versus it being a strictly business. And so you definitely want to have someone who has the relationship with other realtors that can help get the home sold, other access to buyers, and that can get you the exposure that you need, someone that's going to hire a professional photographer, maybe do some staging for you, and really just someone who has the expertise and that does that, you know, for a living. And so you can definitely sell on your own, but it is not recommended. I strongly recommend you hire a professional with the expertise to help you sell your home.
And I would just add safety. I mean, you know, I don't know if I'd want to put my house on the market right now in the age of sex trafficking. Like, I don't know.
Human trafficking, especially in Atlanta. Yes.
Yes. I mean, it is happening everywhere. I was just watching something that MC Light sent over to us. You know, she's the co-founder of Hip Hop Sisters Foundation. And so we are always on top of issues that impact women and, of course, men, too. We have the hashtag Educate Our Men initiative. But there's a video. It just happened to be a video that someone's house camera caught. Ladies walking and she's got her daughter with her and a car pulls up and just snatches the daughter. Snatches her right there. Like they're not even waiting till the people are alone. So if they're snatching people in public, then I just think it's we have to be extremely cautious about letting non-screened random folk into your home and really not knowing what will happen there. So what are some of the safety measures that a real estate broker like yourself, Janaea, would put in place when you are listing someone's property on the market?
As a listing agent, before I'm showing that home to anyone, I'm going to make sure that they have been pre-qualified or pre-approved with a lender, which means that someone else also has their information, not just me, so their name, social security number, their address, pretty much that they've been screened ahead of time. Oftentimes, if I'm doing an open house, I will have someone else with me. I have my husband on speed dial. He knows where I am at all times. But most importantly, I just want to make sure that everyone who is entering the property has been screened. So we're not just letting anyone into the home, you know, that wants to see it.
Yeah, I think that's a very important element. And then I think the other added piece of protection is if you are the agent and then the other person comes with an agent, then that other agent's license and their screening process has also added another layer of protection. So that's really, really important. This is exciting. I'm, you know, always excited to talk about real estate and what we can do to get to the next level with it. So here's another question that has just come in, Janaea. This person says, I am a new investor. Who should I have on my team? And I'm going to say a new real estate investor because we're not talking about stocks and bonds right now. We're talking about real estate. I am a new real estate investor. Who should I have on my team?
Oh, okay, great. So I definitely, of course, not to be biased, but I definitely think you need a realtor, and not just any realtor. You need someone who understands real estate investing. So someone who understands the difference between property value as is, property values after repairs are done. So someone that can project what your values will be if you're planning to sell the home. If you're planning to rent the property, someone who understands the rental market, which leads me to a contractor. You need someone who is on your team that is reliable, trustworthy, cost efficient, and that you can count on that can do the repairs for you. And then you also need someone that's going to help you with financing. So that could be a lender, whether it be a traditional lender or a non-conventional lender, like a hard money lender. But someone that's going to be your money person, that's going to get you the money you need in order to purchase the property and then in order to renovate it or do whatever it is to improve it so that you can resell it or rent it out. So I would say that the top three would be a realtor, a lender, or your money person, and a reliable contractor. And again, not just any realtor or any lender, but one that knows investing well. And then also an attorney. I think having an attorney on hand or someone that can help you with any type of title issues or title concerns would be important. And really, a good realtor will have all of those people on their team. So if you start there, I think you can't go wrong.
Yeah, and I would just also say, you know, regarding each one of these, have a realtor, but don't hire your sister who just got her license last week.
Right.
I know you want to support, I know you want to support your family members and friends, and I'm certainly an advocate for that. But have your sister or whomever just got their license partner up with a seasoned real estate professional and then figure out if there's some kind of way to work out an arrangement. But don't hire your sister who just got her license. I think you're going to have much more of a headache than you need. And then regarding a contractor, get someone who understands that you are in this for the long haul and who's not looking to charge you every single time you go out and look at a property and you know, trying to assess repairs. You need to get a contractor who is pretty financially stable and can sustain the long wait period in order to get paid, or can go out with you to see 15 or 20 properties because they understand that at some point you're going to hit one and it's going to work. You don't want to get the contractor who is behind on his last job, two jobs before that, taking money from one job to finish another job, and then you're going to be in the middle of someone who is too anxious about money to be an effective person on your team. And of course, a financing person who has multiple different lending options. If they tell you they don't do FHA, go away. If they tell you they don't do this or they don't do that or they only do this, then you really want to think about somebody with a broader perspective and a broader strategy. And then, of course, an attorney. And Janaea, you know, this is important because sometimes, again, people want to hire their uncle who's an attorney, but he does divorces, you know, or he does corporate law. Like, he's never done a real estate transaction ever. So he doesn't know the ebb and flow and the movement of how things are going to go in a real estate transaction, how the title companies are going to interact, how to get a wire through. You know, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes and Attorney Serena Williams, they know some of the nuances that are going to take place in a real estate transaction. So you want to use them because everything from wire fraud to so many things are happening now. People are sending people emails who they know are closing on a home and telling them to wire the money, and it's not the right place. So
it happens all the time, every day. Yes.
Wow. Wow. You know, so you want to make sure that you're doing that. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. We have Janaea Kennedy, Lynn's List member and associate broker with us right here on the roundtable. But we have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Get better every day intentionally with Lynn's List member, attorney Serena Williams. Whether you need a business coach, an estate plan, a family mediator, or an annual legal checkup, attorney Serena Williams can help you move past your business and financial doubts and get better every day intentionally. You can find attorney Williams on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or by calling 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Of course, if you want to connect with real estate broker Janaea Kennedy, I want you to go to LynnMillionaire.com. That's LynnMillionaire.com. You can also find us on social media at LynnMillionaire, Janaea Kennedy, J-E-N-E-A Kennedy. You can find her on Instagram there. So this is the time. This is the season. It's time to get your plan together for 2020. And you want to start to really work through all of the pieces of your financial portfolio, if you will. So, Janaea, I'm so glad that we have you once again on real estate. I want to call it Real Estate Friday because it's the weekend and people can go out and they start looking. So tell me this. Do you have any special deals? I know that you are servicing Atlanta, and I talk a lot about, you know, looking outside of your existing market. I live in California, but I'm not buying anything here. I am not going to do it. And I was on the phone with my brother earlier this week, and he was saying he can't stay in Chicago during the wintertime because of the work that he does and the wear and tear that it has on his truck. And so he wants to go to Atlanta. And I said to him, let's talk because I want to buy something in Atlanta. Do you have any special deals that you want to share with our listening audience?
Yeah, I actually have a really good deal probably for your brother. I have a three-bedroom, two-bath condo just outside of Atlanta, and you won't believe it is going for just $50,000. I am doing a short sale for the seller, so she owes a little bit more than what it's worth on her mortgage, and so because we're not able to sell it for that amount, we have to discount the price. But it is a very spacious three. 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom condo, and it does need a little, you know, touch-up paint and some carpet, but for $50,000, I don't think you can beat that.
Wow. So this is something that someone could get, and they could get the FHA 203K loan. So if you want to buy the piece of property, first of all, 3% down is only $1,500. I think people are throwing that away on Black Friday, Green Monday, Cyber Tuesday, you know, all the stuff that they got, you know, that they're passing out. Like, folks are coming up with all kind of stuff. I got an email that, you know, it was like a $400 computer. And I almost clicked. I was like, I don't need a computer. What am I doing? Lynn Richardson, you're supposed to be standing up for the people. And here I am almost about to get sucked in. So, you know, but a $50,000 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom condo, you know, I'm looking at this for as a number of different opportunities. First of all, you can fit 6 students in this easily. 6 students can fit into this easily. Your student can be in there, rent out to up 5 other people for somewhere around $750 a month. $750 to $800 is about the going monthly rate for housing on a college campus. And so, you know, if you've got 5 times 800, that is $4,000. The mortgage payment on a $50,000 property is less than $500. So you're talking about a significant cash flow opportunity if you want to be in the Atlanta market because of your business, because you're in the entertainment field. Like, there are so many reasons, you know, and I think a lot of times, Janaea, people are stuck. They're in one spot. I know people right now who will reach out to me. They live in New York. The cost of living is high. They can't find a job. I'm like, move, you know, like move. So what are some of the things? What should somebody do if they want to find out about this property from you?
They can absolutely give me a call or shoot me an email, reach out to me on social media. I'm at Janaea Kennedy Everything. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. And my email is real simple. It's janaea@janaeakennedy.com.
Wow. I like this. Okay, so I'm going to be looking at this property too, y'all. So if you don't get it, I don't know what to tell you. Like, seriously, looking at this and looking at some other things as well. So here's another thing. In addition to the student who can get this property, someone can get this property and then also get the money to rehab it or to, and it doesn't have to be a full rehab. It can just be paint and carpet, like you said, or updating the bathroom or updating the kitchen. And they can get that money in the loan and not have a mortgage payment for 6 months. So there's so many things that you can do to expand your situation. Are you living in a 3-bedroom someplace else right now and it's costing you $3,000 a month? Here's an opportunity to decrease your housing expense, get a piece of real estate, save some money, and go to the next level. Go to the next level. So there's so many opportunities here. Now, one of the areas, Janaea, before we go, before we check out today, is hard money lending. Sometimes, you know, people are investing in real estate and they can't get the money directly from a bank. Do you recommend that people look into hard money loans?
I do, actually. Until I spent some time really delving into hard money loans, I was against it because they do have a bad reputation. They have a higher interest rate. Oftentimes, they require a larger down payment. However, it could be a really good strategy that you have in your investing plan. It's just another tool in your toolbox because it's private money. And so they are really lending in a non-traditional way. They're not looking at your credit score per se or your income, and you don't even have to get the loan. And in most cases, you can't get the loan in your personal name. So you can create a company, you know, and get the loan in the company's name. So it limits your personal liability tremendously. So it is definitely a good option for someone who is not able to qualify for a traditional mortgage.
Yeah, and one of the things that I say about the higher interest rate and the, maybe the increased down payment or whatever it is or whatever the additional fees and expenses are, that's the cost of doing business. So if you can't do business one way, then you want to take a look at doing business another way and then build it into your revenue model. So if you know that the hard money loan is going to cost you an extra, you know, percentage in interest or extra couple of percentage points in interest. Really, these are short-term loans. Build it into your profit. So increase your price or whatever the case may be. So it all just depends on what your strategy is, especially if you need a hard money loan to get out of one property and go into another property before you have the money to do so on your own. So I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Janaea. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice station. Once again, Janaea Kennedy hit the jackpot. She is a member of Lynn's List. She's been in the real estate business for over 18 years, serving the metropolitan area. She runs a boutique real estate business focusing on all aspects of the business, from first homes to luxury homes, in all areas in between. So reach out to her. Go to LynnMillionaire.com. Follow us at LynnMillionaire. Follow her at Janaea Kennedy. We will talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Lynn Richardson. Are you one of the 20 in 2020? That's right. I'm going to take 20 people in the year of 2020 and help you crack the code to make your first $100,000 or your next $100,000. Visit www.lynnrichardson.com. Click Connect with Lynn. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Are you one of my 20 in 2020?